This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled, Markets Remain Resilient, but Oil, Inflation and Geopolitics are Still Setting the Tone. It has been another eventful period in global markets. The main geopolitical focus remains the conflict involving the United States and Iran, and particularly the situation around the Strait of Hormuz. Investor sentiment was boosted by reports that Iran and Oman had reached an agreement on a proposed shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz. However, the American greenback remains under pressure amid renewed expectations of a possible Federal Reserve interest rate hike in September. The United States has shifted more visibly towards economic pressure, sanctions, and a naval blockade rather than a fresh round of direct military strikes. For markets, that means the immediate panic has eased, but the risk premium has not disappeared. The most important market move remains oil. Brent crude is trading this morning at around $84 per barrel after moving sharply over recent sessions as investors weighed the prospect of a Hormuz deal against continuing uncertainty. This is well below the extreme levels seen during the worst of the oil shock, but still high enough to matter for inflation, fuel prices, and oil importing economies such as South Africa. Global equity markets are also showing some resilience. In the United States, the S&P 500 ended the week up over 5% and hitting new all-time highs. The Nasdaq also responded strongly, up close to 7% for the week, driven by AI stocks. The standout performer was the Japanese Nikkei, recovering from some recent weakness and is up 8% on the week. In commodity markets, gold remains very elevated, trading at around $4,350 per ounce, also up around 6% for the week. That tells us investors are still holding meaningful safe haven exposure, even though equities have not sold off aggressively. In short, the commodity market is still reflecting both defensive positioning and concern about the inflationary consequences of the Middle East conflict. Locally, the South African backdrop remains mixed, but a little bit more constructive than it felt a week ago. The rand is trading at around 16 rand 20 to the US dollar, firmer than the levels of around 16 rand 70 last week, and helped by stronger precious metals and some renewed appetite for emerging market assets. The JSE All Share has also been firmer, with the index up around 3.5% from the previous week. It was supported by resource shares and rand hedge counters. South African bond yields remain elevated. The 10-year government bond yield is closer to 8.5%, slightly lower than the most stressed levels seen earlier in the oil shock. The South African Reserve Bank left the repo rate unchanged at 7% at its July meeting, despite June headline inflation rising to 5%. The bank's own July statement noted that the current inflation rate of 5% was above the next inflation print due out on the 19th of August. The important point is that inflation is no longer as comfortable as what it was earlier this year. Fuel remains the key swing factor, while core inflation and inflation expectations will determine how much room the SARB has to remain patient. Internationally, bond markets are also sending a cautious message. The US 10-year Treasury yield is at around 4.7%, while the markets continue to debate whether the Federal Reserve can remain on hold if oil feeds through into US inflation. There are also several important domestic headlines to watch. Locally, the Makhlanga Commission remains firmly in the news, The latest focus is on the National Coloured Congress leader and MP Fadil Adams, who was expected to testify this week. The Commission has also continued to examine IDAC-related evidence from former IDAC head Andrea Johnson. Separately, the Commission's second interim report has recommended that Lieutenant General Shadrach Sibiye face criminal investigation and possible disciplinary action. On the sporting front, there has been plenty to follow. The Springboks held on for a hard-fought 17-10 win over Argentina in Buenos Aires this weekend, with Cameron Honeycomb producing a standout performance. The concern is Captain Siya Kolisi, who left the field injured and is now a key fitness area to watch ahead of rugby's greatest rivalry series against the All Blacks soon to start. New Zealand's tour is already underway, with attention turning to the first Springbok test at Ellis Park on the 22nd of August. In football, Banyana Banyana have exited the Women's Africa Cup of Nations after their defeat to Morocco, while SAFA has approved the appointment of Pitso Mosimane as the new Bafana Bafana football coach. That brings us to the end of this week's Market and Economic Wrap. Until next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.